Chapter 3. 6 days I rest, and do all that I have to do on the seventh, because it is forbidden. Edward John Trelawney, in a letter to Mary Shelley, 1835. 6 miles northwest of the Fleet Street traffic, and the long blue shadow of the St. Paul's Dome up among the woods and country roads north of Hampstead Heath, the cold eastern wind swept through the bare yew branches and over the snow-drifted lawns of Highgate Cemetery and down the white lanes on the west slope of Highgate Hill. It blew pennants of snow from the roof of the three-story Magdalene Penitentiary for Fallen Women at the south end of Grove Lane and whistled in through the one-inch opening of a window on the ground floor. The breeze lifted a sheet of paper from the desk by the window and spun it away, and when it hit the wooden floor with a sharp tap, the woman at the desk looked up. Momentarily disoriented, she blinked around at the narrow room, the bed, the bookcase, the cold gas jet, the print of Jesus hung on the plaster wall. She dropped the pen she'd been holding and moved some papers aside in order to touch the Bible on the desk, and then her hand fell to the crucifix, hanging from the narrow rope at her waist. She knew she was supposed to be correcting proofs here, but her mind must have wandered. Had she been writing? The brass pen nib gleamed with fresh ink. She sighed shakily and pushed the chair back and stood up, more comfortable in this black dress and white muslin cap than in the necessarily more frivolous dresses she wore when she wasn't on residence duty. And before picking up the sheet of paper on the floor, she stepped to the door and looked through the little window into the empty dormitory. Sunlight slanted in through the tall eastern windows and lit the neatly made beds between the low partitions. The girls had all attended the Sunday service in the chapel at dawn and were now having breakfast in the refectory, soon to start their daily tasks in the laundry and kitchen. 37 girls were in residence at the moment, the youngest 16 and the oldest 24. 3 of them would soon have completed their 2-year stay, during which time they would have learned household skills that would qualify them for domestic positions in the colonies or in distant parts of England. On the desk behind Sister Christina lay the neglected galley proofs of a collection of her poetry, soon to be